USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Former First Lady Michelle Obama is advocating for presumptive Democratic nominee Joe Biden in a preview of her speech Monday at the opening of the virtual Democratic National Convention.
I know Joe. He is a profoundly decent man guided by faith. He was a terrific vice president. He knows what it takes to rescue an economy, beat back a pandemic, and lead our country.
Regarding the Republican convention, President Trump, speaking in Oshkosh, Wisconsin, confirms he will give his speech at the White House next week.
But we're doing a real speech on Thursday, next Thursday, so you'll be listening. Doing it live from the White House. Live from the White House. So we have plenty to say.
This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I have a very busy podiatric practice, and usually I would find at lunchtime I kind of got a slump in terms of energy. But since I've been taking the Balance of Nature, I don't get that slump anymore. I've got a lot of good energy throughout the whole day with the Balance of Nature. I don't get cold. I don't get sick. And most importantly, I tell my patients, what you need to do is get your immune system up. And by terms of taking your fruits and vegetables, eating correctly, that's the best way to get that immune system up. So all in all, you guys just keep doing what you're doing. It's a wonderful product, and I really feel that people would benefit from taking this product. Very happy with it.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
The national average for a gallon of gasoline has dropped by only a penny, meaning 53 consecutive days that the price has remained roughly the same. USA Radio Network's John Clemens reports.
That's over 7 straight weeks, which is an incredible feat considering Americans are driving less due to the pandemic. Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com has the latest figures.
Average gas prices in the U.S. fell 1 cent per gallon in the last week and currently stand at a national average of $2.16 per gallon, 47 cents lower than last year's tally of $2.62 per gallon. Average gas prices now stand 4 cents below last month's level of $2.20 per gallon.
South Dakota declined to accept the enhanced unemployment payment President Trump offered through a recent executive order. Governor Kristi Noem, a Republican, appeared to be the first governor to decline the enhanced payment. Noem saying her state has recovered nearly 80% of their job losses. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
For most parents, to say the COVID-19 pandemic has been stressful would be a dramatic understatement. The combination of financial pressure, loss of child care, and health concerns is exceedingly challenging for many families. New research from the CDC says young children are experiencing 3- to 5-fold increases in self-reported anxiety and depression symptoms. Megan Leahy is a parenting coach, mom of 3, and Washington Post parenting columnist. She has some advice for parents on how to handle talking about COVID-19 with their kids.
So much is out of our hands. As you know, the news changes day to day about what we know about the virus and how we need to respond to it. So I would encourage every family to just stay age appropriate and honest with their kids, which is pretty much, there is this virus out there, and or you can call it like a really bad cold, because little kids get what a cold is, and we need to keep everybody safe. So we are going to learn from home for now. And as soon as that changes, we will have weekly family meetings and talk about it.
Michigan held their primary earlier this month. Over 10,000 ballots mailed in to election officials in Michigan will not be counted, primarily because they arrived late. Other ballots were rejected for lack of a signature or signatures that did not match. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.